Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Twitter announced it's hired a new chief marketing officer. That's the first positive news in a while. Four major executives stepped down. There have been layoffs, glitches, and a falling share price. The company has been trying to turn itself around since CEO Jack Dorsey rejoined back in October. So is this shakeup part of that? Let's turn to our weekly guide to the world in tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is associate editor of social media for Recode. He's in San Francisco and joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. And you write that there were rumblings about a shakeup, but tell us more about how it's ricocheting around.
Yeah, so you kind of hit the nail on the head there when you were just describing it. And I mean, Twitter has been going through a really tough time as of late. They brought back their co-founder, Jack Dorsey, to be the CEO permanent in October. But unfortunately, the stock has basically just been sliding ever since, and they haven't really been able to figure out how to convince investors that the company is still growing. That's really what this all comes down to. They have hit about 320 million users, which is a lot of people, of course, but there is a lot of concern that that number isn't going to get much bigger, and as a result, they're not going to make much more revenue. And so Jack, when he came in, of course, there were a lot of folks already in place, the head of product, the head of engineering, and those are the people who just left. And right now they're framing that as these people are stepping away and they're resigning. But I think that there's got to be some part of this that, you know, this is a time for the CEO, Jack Dorsey, to really put his own people into those important roles and really try and turn this company around.
Well, and you just said something that might be the answer to people who just looked up and said, what, Twitter in trouble? All I hear about is Twitter, you know, hashtag this. But as you said, it hasn't been able to build its user base. Why not?
I think that the issue is that Twitter is a little bit challenging to use for regular people who aren't, you know, already on the product. Yes, people have heard of Twitter, right? It's got a massive brand. It's all over the television. It's all over the radio. I think the issue is that when people actually download the app and they open it, they don't get an immediate impact from that app. And the reason is because you have to, you know, choose who you want to follow, choose who you get information from. And ultimately, you want to engage with other people on the service. And right when you sign up, if you don't have anyone following you and if you don't know who you're supposed to follow, right, it can get really kind of boring and quiet really quickly.
Right.
And they haven't really
been
able to figure that out.
Yeah, it's like you're joining a community that's already been running a marathon and they have their own language. And it's like, what?
Exactly.
How do I do this?
It's hard to come in the middle.
Right. Well, but we should say, though, that Twitter still has a lot of cash on hand. It's not like it's failing.
No. It's not as if a year from now, you know, Twitter's going to go bankrupt or anything like that. I think more the concern at this point is that obviously the stock is significantly lower than it was about a year and a half ago, especially even in the last couple months. It's probably lost, you know, half of its value. But I think the bigger option or the bigger possibility right now is that either another company comes in and tries to acquire Twitter, an investor with a lot of money comes in and buys up a small stake and starts kind of using that to apply pressure, right? Like an activist investor. So I think those are the two scenarios that seem a lot more likely than, you know, Twitter simply running out of money. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, USA Today is reporting that, you know, it has $3.5 billion. If it burns through, $8.5 million a year in cash as it did in the past 12 months, that's enough cash to last 412 years. but just briefly,
so
we've
got some runway.
Some runway there. What are the couple things they might do?
Well, I think priority right now have to be to fill these roles, right, that we were just talking about, these departures. I mean, their head of product, their head of engineering, their head of media all left. And
right,
all of those positions are key, especially the media one. When you think about why we know the Twitter brand so well, it's because it's been in the hands of celebrities and athletes and public figures. It's been all over ESPN and ABC and NBC. Those are all media partnerships. And right now they don't have someone, you know, full-time in that position. So that'll be key to kind of replace all of those folks who left. So I think that's priority one. And priority two then is going to be either A, to figure out how to grow that user base that we were saying has kind of hit a peak, or convince investors that, hey, we're not going to be able to grow that number, but here's how we're going to keep making money from the users that we do have. And so far, they haven't really been able to convince people that that's something that they'll be able to do. But if they can, obviously that solves their problem.
Well, Kurt, what about, we only got about a minute here, but what about some sort of relaunch of, hey, meet Twitter, here's how it works, to help people come into it?
You know, they've started to do something along those lines. They launched a product in October called Moments, and it was all about being able to follow events on Twitter without actually having to have an account. So, for example, you could log in you don't need to log in, but you could follow all the tweets about the Super Bowl, say, and feel like you're part of the experience without actually having to go through the process of signing up. And they did a big marketing campaign around that, and they tried to teach people, hey, this is why you should be using Twitter. So I think they're going to continue that marketing campaign, continue to try and get the word out as to what Twitter's all about and why people should be on it.
That's Kurt Wagner, Associate Editor of Social Media for Recode, talking about big changes at Twitter. And Kurt, there are a lot of us on it, as my followers often tell me, who have no idea what we're doing. So we could all use that. Kurt, thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me.